Well, today, in the next 35, 40 minutes, I want to teach and continue from where we left off last week on the God that seeth in secret. Say with me, the God that seeth in secret. Let's go to our foundational scriptures in the book of Matthew, chapter number 6. Matthew 6, reading from verse 1. The Bible said, "Take heed how you do not, take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them, otherwise ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thy alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogue and in the streets, that they may have the glory of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thy alms may be in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret, himself shall reward thee openly." So the scripture is clear that when you are doing alms, you are giving alms. Not when you are doing a pledge or giving an offertory or whatever, but when you are helping somebody, a poor person or somebody who is begging, don't make it so obvious. Don't make it so loud. Don't make the whole world see it. If the Bible even says, don't even left your right hand know what the left hand is doing. In other words, somebody can be very close to you, but he doesn't know that you are giving alms to somebody who has need of it. Then he goes on to say in verse number 16, moreover, verse 16 of the same scripture, "Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily, I say to you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thy head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father, which is in secret. And thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly." Hallelujah. So these scriptures is pointing to the fact that there is a God that seeth in secret. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29. Deuteronomy 29, verse 29. The Bible said, look at it. "The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law." So secret things belong to the Father. What is not obvious to the naked eyes is not hidden from God. What is not hidden from the naked eyes is not hidden from God. God seeth everything. In fact, Jeremiah said, the whole earth is filled by God. The Bible says in Jeremiah 23:24, look at what the Bible says. Jeremiah 23:24, it says, "Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, says the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, says the Lord?" It means when you take the wings of the morning and fly into the ends of the earth, I'm there. When you take your this thing to the regions of the sea, the Lord is there. The whole world, the whole earth, and the heavens is the eye of God. Hallelujah. And so nothing is hidden from God. And today, and yesterday, and last week, we spoke about how the Lord sent an angel to Cornelius' house and how his prayers and alms came before the Lord. Dorcas also, and how Dorcas did things that were not obvious to many people, but death had to give her up because of her good deeds, and how the Lord revealed secret things to Daniel. The secret things of this world are not secret unto God. So the God you serve is a revealer of deep things. May the Lord reveal deep things to you. Hallelujah. One day, a certain woman was talking to me, And she said something very interesting. He said, when my husband plans something, God reveals it to me. Hey, I said, hi. He said, oh, anything my husband planned to do, something he wants to say, he said, when he's coming from work and he's coming to tell me lies, the Lord talks to me before he comes. So the husband said, we are bay for fear. It's not be, it is God who reveals secret things. Say amen. Hallelujah. Let me show you two scriptures and I'll preach. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4 and 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4 and 5. For I know nothing by myself, yet I am not hereby justified. But he that judgeth me is the Lord. Verse 5. Therefore, judge nothing before the time, until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts, and then shall every man have praise of God. Hallelujah. It says, judge nothing before the time, until the Lord come, who both will bring light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts of men. Hallelujah. This is a very important scripture. And look at another one. 2 Corinthians 4, 1 and 2. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 1 and 2. Therefore, see we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. So it is very important the way we handle the things of God, the work of God, the way we do God's work, the manner it is done, because there are people who are alive today who are doing crafty things with the work of God. But the Bible says there's nothing hidden that shall not be covered. Say amen. So once we have this knowledge, we have to be careful how we do things, how we behave, and how we handle God's work. Now I want to show you a scripture in 1 Samuel chapter 16. 1 Samuel chapter number 16. The Bible said in verse 1, and the Lord said unto Samuel, how long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thy horn with oil and go. I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. And Samuel said, how can I go? If Saul hear it, he will kill me. And the Lord said, take an heifer with thee and say, I am come to sacrifice to the Lord. And call Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show thee what thou shalt do, and thou shalt anoint unto me him whom I name unto thee. And Samuel did that which the Lord spake, and came to Bethlehem, and the elders of the town trembled at his coming, and said, comest thou peaceably? And he said, peaceably, I am come to sacrifice unto the Lord. Sanctify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice. And he sanctified Jesse and his sons and called them to the sacrifice. And it came to pass, everybody said, it came to pass. And it came to pass when they were come, that he looked on Eliab and said, surely the Lord's anointed is before thee. But the Lord said unto the prophet Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because because I have refused him, for the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Hallelujah. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Am I talking to somebody here? It means that the things that are hidden from man are not hidden from God. What men cannot see, God can see. That is why sometimes when you are praying about somebody, one of the things you should pray about is that, Lord, reveal this brother to me. It means that what your naked eye sees is not everything about that brother. That is why if you are a sister and you are dating a very nice, handsome brother, do not be moved by his height or his shoulders or his muscles or his eloquence or his glasses or his nice composure or the way he walks or gentleman. My sister, do not be deceived by that gentility. Yes. Let God himself